This is Maureen McKinney. I cover equity and diversity for WUAS and Illinois Issues magazine. I've been following the story of Tahira Ahmad, a chaplain at Northwestern University who made international news this week. She protested her treatment on a United Airlines flight as being humiliating and discriminatory. Ahmad had asked for a can of Diet Coke, but was told it was a security risk for her to have an unopened one. Yet she could see the passenger next to her had an open can of beer. To see whether this was a discriminatory act, we talked to U of I professor and co-leader of a project on racial microaggression, Stacy Harwood. First, can you tell me what microaggression is?
Well, racial microaggression is part of a growing body of literature that's talking about everyday and subtle forms of racism. And basically that's come about as more explicit forms of racism have become socially and politically intolerable. These other forms are emerging.
Was the flight attendant involved guilty of an act of microaggression?
I've been thinking a lot about that. I think it was actually just a clear case of being discriminatory and, you know, racist. And based on someone's appearance, the flight attendant made a bunch of assumptions about this person's intentions with the can of Coke. For example, a lot, and this resonates a little bit with our study, a lot of students who have who appear to be Middle Eastern often talk about being treated as people calling them terrorists, assuming that they were criminals, that they were violent. And so my guess is that the flight attendant, based on the woman's appearance, assumed a whole set of things about who she is, what her intentions are with that can of Coke. And it didn't, I mean, from what I read in the paper, there is no evidence that she was doing anything except asking for a can of Coke.
How could the flight attendant have acted differently to avoid the controversy?
That's a good question. I mean, maybe, I mean, what I read was that there was a person wanted a can of Coke that wasn't open for hygienic reasons. So maybe the flight attendant could have brought the Coke and said, well, I'm required to open it, and did it in her presence. Or maybe, yeah, I think maybe just saying our policy is that we have to open the can and then everyone gets an open can of whatever it is they request. Seems like that would have been a better way to handle it.
How can people be aware of and avoid acts of microaggression?
Listening, reading, learning about, there's a lot of material being circulated, videos, newspaper articles, and kind of trying to understand from the other person's point of view why certain words, phrases, actions, gestures might be upsetting. And I know it's very hard for someone who isn't experiencing it to relate to it, they say, well, why is that a big deal? But I think that everyone experiences microaggressions at some level, and that if you can understand microaggressions, then you might be able to relate to racial microaggressions. So, you know, people make comments about all sorts of things as a way to let you know they don't approve or that somehow they want to make you feel inferior. For example, there's microaggressions around people's sexuality, about masculinity, about religion, about body type, about gender, pretty much anything. And so, you know, sometimes the way to understand it is like by relating, okay, when someone says this to me, it really upsets me. And maybe then you can relate to a racial microaggression and say, okay, I can see how that might upset you, you know, through that shared experience might be one way. Our studies received some negative reactions from more right-wing newspapers. And it seems like there's an inability to try to understand things from the person of color's point of view and how they're experiencing day-to-day life.